Welcome to the 12-Step Recovery Evolution podcast. Visit recoveryevolution.co.uk for more episodes, helpful resources and links to our social media. Also visit the site for information on how you can attend a future Zoom session or workshop live. Thank you.
Good morning, Fox. Good morning, everybody. This is really weird, being in my living room talking to you lot. In my pajamas and slippers, actually. And I'm feeling a bit anxious today. This is just so odd. And presuming your expectations of me, so it's weird. It's sort of it's a combination. I usually, whenever I've spoken to a lot of you in group, and I group with a lot of you, and I interact with a lot of you, so while I'm talking, so if any of you want to chip in, or if any of you want to message while I'm talking, that would be great, because make things feel a bit more normal for me. I only caught Elle's talk this week. I was at the chiropractor's yesterday when Sonia was talking, and I missed Lester's on Monday because I was in work with my missus. So, but I think, obviously they've talked about relationships and relationships with partners, relationships with families, negative relationships, dramas in relationships. What I want to talk about today is what I think is one of, if not the most important relationship, and it's your relationship with yourself. And I know, going back to my treatment days, I was told to learn to love yourself. And one of the first things I thought was, how the fuck do you learn to love yourself? I heard it all the time in treatment. You probably hear it all the time, and you just wonder how do I learn to love myself. We've become really good at hating ourselves. We've been really good at sort of negative aspects of self that such as, sorry if I'm looking down now and again, I usually do things off the cuff, but I've written a few notes today just to sort of keep me on track. Negative aspects of self, self-pity, self-loathing, self-destruction, selfishness, self-serving, self-seeking, self-consumed, you know what I mean? That you can add to that list all these negative aspects of self. Now, we're told, and you hear a lot about being stuck in self, about get out of self, mate, you know what I mean? Self-will. But it doesn't mean you totally leave self. Of course, you've got to be in self, you know what I mean? One of the most important relationships you'll ever have is with yourself. You cannot get away from yourself. So it needs to be a positive relationship with yourself. And that's when you find peace of mind, or what's known as sort of serenity in this game. So it's really important. Now, the step three prayer, which is one of the only sort of written prayers that I say on a daily basis. I do a lot of praying, as in connecting with my higher power. But the step three prayer, mainly because of that line, that bondage of self, that bondage of self that I feel, that the term bondage, it's such a negative term. So the bondage of self, or all the negative aspects of self, which I feel. But you've got to turn that around. You've got to turn it into positive aspects of self. And like I said before, how do you do that? And obviously it takes practice and it takes time. And I hear it all the time from clients about the negative stuff they come out with about themselves constantly. And it's because they've constantly told themselves these negative things for years and years and years, especially when life got so bad that you ended up in rehab or you ended up going into 12-step meetings. So again, it's practice. And what does practice mean? Practice means action. And you hear that all the time. But there's no escaping that. You've got to put the work in. You really have got to put the work in. And you've got, and continuity is everything. So there are some practical means of how you can start this journey of sort of learning to be with yourself. I hear a lot from different clients, and I love it when I hear it, when they say, I don't know who I am. And what I tend to think is this is, it's really common in early recovery to not know who you are. But it does mean you're starting to change. You're starting to leave the negative and discover yourself. And you're left in that sort of no man's land where you don't know who you are. We don't, I was so long in such a negative place that I didn't know who I was in a sort of, in a positive, healthy place. So there were things I had to practice, and there were things I put into practice. And some of these that you will have all heard me sort of go on about constantly in the group room, but they work if you practice them, if you put some continuity and some self-discipline in on a daily basis. So I'll go through a couple of these things now. And things like self-care, self-esteem, self-love, integrity to self, and self-acceptance. And I'll talk about a couple of those things now. So self-care, you know, self-care seems really basic, but when we came into treatment, well, myself personally, I had no self-care. None at all. So one of the first things that changed, and one of the things that's got to change constantly, is how you treat yourself is subconsciously telling yourself that you care about yourself. So, like I said, basic stuff, hygiene. Look after yourself. Clean yourself, make yourself look presentable. Your home, keep your home clean. All this is all this. These things that seem so basic are, like I said, they're messages to telling you that you care about yourself. You know, when I was using, you know, I used to offend myself by the smell of my own crotch. That's how low things have got, like, you know what I mean? I didn't care that I stank. All I cared about was where the next drink or where the next sort of shot of heroin was coming from. So I just did not look after myself. But so hygiene, just basic hygiene, just being clean, tidy, presentable, living in a presentable place. It all is one of the basic practical things that you can put into place to show that you care about yourself. Another thing is what you put into your body, food and drink. Start eating healthily. You cannot just shovel shit down yourself 24 hours a day. There's no one, you know, I like McDonald's at the best of times. I can't eat McDonald's every single day. Seems I can't eat to take away food every single day. I've got to treat myself, treat my body to something that's good for me. And we all know in this day and age what a healthy diet is. It seems like a basic idea, but it actually works. It's good for you, and you will feel better by I'm sorry, I'm just reading messages as it came out, and just had a yes, Jeff, off Sonia. As she opens another bottle of water. Drink plenty of water. you will feel physically better, and it will treat your mind as well as your body, just by what you're putting into yourself. Because let's be honest, we put a lot of shit into ourselves over the years. And I don't just mean drinking drugs, I just mean from a personal point of view, I just, whatever I ate was sort of fast food, if I could spare the money on it, or food from sort of convenience stores and chocolate and shite. And know that when we get into early recovery, we do tend to sort of go for the chocolate and the sweets and the crap and the crisps. But I can see Kathy smiling there. And but start putting some sustenance food inside you. It will make you feel better. And it's also telling yourself, I care about myself. This subconsciously telling yourself you care about yourself. It's good for you. Another practical means is exercise. Get some exercise. It's good for you. Treat yourself. Get some exercise. I know some people think exercise isn't for them. As some of you know, I thought exercise wasn't for me, and now I'm a keen runner. I'm not saying you've got to go out and go running. I'm just saying you can go out and go do a bit of walking. You can just stay physically active. It's good for the endorphins, which, you know, we love an endorphin a lot. It's good for a sense of achievement. It's good to make you sleep better. So exercise is really important. And I just mentioned sleep then. Sleep is really important. Structured sleep. I don't know about you, when I was using it, just sleep whenever. You know what I mean? I'd be up all night, sort of grab some sleep, and my structure was awful. Structure is really important as far as your sleep is concerned. Try and have a regular time you go to bed. Try and get up early. It's really good for you. You need, we don't work well without sleep. We don't, you know, the hungry, angry, lonely, tired stuff. Tired, especially for me, I'm fucking rubbish. If I don't get a good night's sleep, it affects my positivity. So treat yourself to a good night's sleep every night. It's really important. Another thing is rest. You know what I mean? Doing this sort of structured day. Give yourself time to rest. Give yourself time to take a bit of time off, to chill, to do whatever you find restful. Read. And then another thing is your social interaction. You know that you've got to have positive people in your life. And if you're involved in a fellowship, you will have positive people in your life. You know, you hear the saying, stick with the winners, and some people like it, some people don't like that saying. I've tended to find during this, the people who don't like that saying, the people who are not working a good program. Whether you like it or not, there are winners and losers in this game. And, you know, and what people do lose realistically is their fucking lives. So you want to be a winner. And you also want to surround yourself with people who are also winners. And what does winners mean? Winners just means to me people who are working a program, people who are progressing with their life spiritually, people who are progressing with their life on a practical basis, people who are moving forward in this game. Surround yourself with those people. They are good for you. And you'll be part of, you'll feel part of something, which is also good for your relationship with yourself. Because you will feel like part of, you will feel like the group you are part of. Okay, so that's about a bit about self-care. Excuse me. Let me have a sip of coffee a second. My voice is going somewhere. Whenever I do these Zoom meetings, I get all husky and sexy, like, you know what I mean? Right. So I'm going on to self-esteem. What is self-esteem? Anybody?
How you feel yourself?
How you feel about yourself? Thank you, Sonia. I need a bit of interaction now and again. I feel all alone up here. How you feel about yourself? Your self-worth? How you value yourself? Now, there are lots of, like, simple ways of raising your self-esteem. And I know some people say, you know, do esteemable things. And you think, like, yeah, but what are esteemable things? But there is some just little tips that do raise your self-esteem, just practical measures. Always hit people with this, about how important structure is, and therefore, like, I always say to people, do a to-do list. Do a to-do list every day, whether it's part of your plan after you've done your awakenings in the morning, whether it's part of your plan for the day, or whether it's the night before. Well, well done, son. But do a to-do list. Make it quite simple. If you want, write down the first thing on your to-do list as write the to-do list, and then you get to tick off first thing. Because if you have never done a to-do list, you will not know this. You will not know the satisfaction of doing the final fucking tick on that to-do list when you've got everything done that you plan to do that day. And that feeling of satisfaction is your self-esteem slightly rising. That's your self-esteem. That's you thinking, I said I was going to do this today, and I've got it done. Don't go overboard. Don't write a fucking list this long, like, you know what I mean? Because then you're going to go against your self-esteem. Then you're going to go, oh, fucking hell, I didn't get everything done. So make it an achievable list of what you're going to do throughout your day. Or you can have lists that are longer lasting over the next couple of weeks, over the next couple of months, wherever. It's sort of structured goals, achievable structured goals. These great things for raising your self-esteem. These great things for telling yourself, I'm the sort of person who says they're going to do something and they get it done. It's such a simple thing, but it works. It really does work. And all the stuff I'm talking about here are things that I've practiced myself. And I'm just the same as you, just a few years down the line. That's all I am. Something I always go on to people about is self-affirmations. Any of you do self-affirmations? No nods? No, fucking hell. And I've been telling it just about everybody in this fucking room I've told, do some self-affirmations. It's great to know everyone. Oh, well done, Amber. Yes. If you reach just one person, it's fucking worth it. They're vitally important. They're vitally important, because we believe all the negative bullshit we tell ourselves. We bought into it. It's not necessarily true, but we believe it. But when I tell people to say positive things to themselves while looking at themselves in the eye, in the mirror, they go, ah, I fucking can't do that. Ah, I fucking tried it for a day and it didn't work. It takes time. It took time for you to start believing that you were such a fucking shit, that you were so unworthy. It took years. And I mean, during our drinking or using, some faster than other. And it is a bit cringy at first, Amber. I agree with it. It is. Because we're not used to doing it. Because it's bad enough when we get a compliment off someone else, first of all. But to compliment ourselves, it is a bit cringy. And you've all got attributes. You all got attributes. So all you need to do is state that attribute. And like Val. Val is the sort of person who makes people smile. You look in the mirror and go, I make people smile. I'm a happy person. Bob, you've got a winning smile. Laura, you've got a winning smile as well. Jody, all the girls got winning smiles. Pete, you make me smile, mate. You know what I mean? You've all got these things. Eliza, you light up a room when you walk into it. Ollie, you're a friendly guy. People like you. You could say these things to each other. No, not to each other, to your fucking self. Look yourself in the eye. It's funny now because I'm looking at myself in the eye while I'm talking. I've been watching myself constantly. It's fucking hard work. But do it. Write down five things about yourself and positive, healthy things about yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror every morning and say them. Pin it to your mirror, because you all look in the fucking mirror. Look at yourself in the mirror and say these five things to yourself. The lies you believe about yourself are negative lies because you've reinforced them day in, day out, day in, day out over years. So you've started believing them to be true. So change it. Convince yourself that you are what you really are. And if you work in this program, if you live in a principled life, they will be true. Right. So self-affirmations. Stop struggling with them and give them a go. Give it a go. What's the worst that can happen? But it's got to be continual. You've got to have some self-discipline in this. And self-discipline is another thing that's actually good for self-esteem. Because we all have those days where we get up in the morning and we feel fucking great. And you're thinking, yes, I'm going to do my awakenings, going to do my prayers, going to do everything today. Fucking brilliant. Yeah. And then we all have them days where we wake up and we go, well, fucking good is the awakening's going to do today. I can't be asked to fucking pray. And the days that you really need to do it are the days when your head will tell you, don't fucking bother doing it because what good is it? They're the days where you'll choose to ignore all the things, all the tools that you've been taught. So self-discipline. And then you will find out that self-discipline on the days you really don't want to do it works and adds to your self-esteem. And you can take this back to your self-care as well, to your exercise, to your sort of having a structured day, to your eating a healthy diet. You'll get those days where you'll think, oh, fuck it. And you can't think, oh, fuck it. They're the days when you go to bed at night and you'll be thinking, oh, I did it today. I didn't want to do my exercise, but I did it. I didn't want to do my awakenings, but I did it. I'm not saying you'll have a fucking fantastic day. It's not an instant cure, but you'll have definitely have a better day than you would if you didn't show any self-discipline. So self-discipline comes into this. It's massive in this. Continuity is huge. Gratitude. Anybody who's ever been in one of my groups will know I fucking love gratitude. Grateful addicts and alcoholics stay clean and sober. So express gratitude. Gratitude is about what you've got in your life and what is a blessing to you, what you were grateful for. Gratitudes. We take things for granted. We don't look at what we've got. We look at what we haven't got and we look at what we haven't got. So then what we have got is not good enough and we're taking it for granted. Well done, George. So you should be doing a gratitude list every day, because I know every single person on this screen now has got a lot they can be grateful for. Every single person in this screen. I know some days it's more difficult than others. Some days they fly out of you and you can do pages and pages, and they're the days when you're super grateful. And other days you struggle, and go back to the basics. Go back to, I've got my health, I've got safety, I've got a shelter over my head, I've got food in my belly and a license from my telly. I mean, you can, whatever, go back to these basics. It's important. Gratitude list, write it out, write a because on it. I'm grateful for, because of, and then the reason why. And then after you've written it, read it back to yourself out loud. Write it longhand if possible. Something happens from your head to your hand. Tells your head that it's much more important. So do it. You read our gratitude list back. And if you practice this regularly, you will feel a change in how you feel through reading that gratitude list out loud. I'm telling you, I do it. And it actually works. You get that feeling of gratitude and that attitude of gratitude, because gratitude's an action. And if you're grateful, you act in a grateful manner. Nice one, Amber. Sorry, I'm just reading the messages as they come up. Another thing that raises your self-esteem is helping other people. Obviously, it's a massive part of the 12-step program as far as carrying a message is concerned in a 12-step way. But it hasn't just got to be to another addict or alcoholic. Anyone. Be a helpful person. Give rather than take. And just talking about little things, just something like when you go to the shop, bother spending a couple of minutes talking to the person behind the counter. Give someone your time. Your time is the most precious thing you can give people. Anybody, whatever help you can give, these little things, they do work. They make you feel better about yourself. And they're telling yourself, constantly telling yourself, I'm an all right person. I'm a nice person. You're backing up the affirmations you will have done to yourself in the morning on a regular basis. And so the other one of God then is giving, which is part of helping others. But be a giver, not a taker. All that adds to your self-esteem. And I've got in your integrity then as well, because if you do these things, you start believing that you're the sort of person that does these things. You sort of start believing, yeah, I'm the sort of person who does a to-do list every day. I'm the sort of person who does affirmations every day. So you start backing up the fact that I'm the sort of person who says they're going to do something and they do it. You hear the saying in the rooms all the time, we turn up. We turn up just means we have integrity. We say we're going to do something and we do it. We tell our sponsor we're going to phone them at 6 o'clock. We phone them at 6 o'clock. We tell someone we're going to do something for them and we do it. We don't shirk our responsibilities just because we felt positive about doing something when we said it. And then afterwards we didn't feel so positive. And it all adds to the way we feel about ourselves. The messages we're telling ourselves constantly. Next thing I've got is self-love. Not that kind, Ollie. We're not on about that kind, sorry. It's being kind to yourself. Now, people can take this in different ways about being kind to yourself. People can say, like, yeah, I was supposed to go to a meeting tonight, but I'd rather lie on a settee. So I'll be kind to myself. Now, it don't work like that. Being kind to yourself is going to the meeting because of what it does up here, because what it does in your conscience. Because later on, after you've been to the meeting, you will think, I went to the meeting. I was kind to myself. I went to the meeting. I did what I said I was going to do. Because if you don't do that, it's the opposite. You're being hard on yourself. You're harming yourself because you can guarantee later on, or as soon as the meeting started and you're still on the settee, your head will tell you, you wanker. You didn't go to the meeting and you said you were going to go to the meeting. So that's not being kind to yourself. That's putting turmoil in your head. Turmoil is the opposite of peace. What we're after is peace. So it takes you back to that integrity. That integrity is actually being kind to yourself because you've got a lack of turmoil up here. What we're after every night when we go to bed is a lack of turmoil up here, a lack of emotional stress, something playing on our conscience. So being kind to yourself does not mean sort of letting yourself off the hook. Oh, I can get away with it today. I'll be kind to myself because I can't be bothered to do it. And I'll just do it tomorrow. Well, you know what I mean? We're always going to do things tomorrow when we're using or drinking. I was going to give up heroin tomorrow for about fucking 10 years, I think. So we never put off till tomorrow what we can do today. And that is being kind to yourself because of the feeling you get afterwards, because of the feeling of achievement, because of the feeling of self-integrity. And then treat yourself. Another thing is for self-love, to treat yourself. Reward yourself. I'm talking a lot about sort of achievable goals in this. And when, you know, if you reach an achievable goal, whatever it is, have some sort of reward in place, have some sort of treat for yourself in place. sort of, I dieted last year, you know what I mean? And sort of at the end of the diet, you know what I mean? I went out for a big meal and had a big meal. I didn't start eating that big meal every fucking day, but it was my little treat for having the integrity to do it. And so whatever your thing is, you know what I mean? Don't be afraid to treat yourself. It's all right. Whether even if it's a little bit of retail therapy, whatever, but you've got to treat yourself now and again. Like that George there. another thing is our thoughts, right? We're dealing with our heads and we're dealing with our thoughts. We've got diseases in our fucking mind, or I mean, it comes out in our thinking. Our thinking changes our feelings, and our feelings have some part to play in our behaviors if we follow this thread through. So we're quite self-deprecating, quite heavy, quite down on ourselves, put ourselves down, negative thought patterns about ourselves. Now, this relationship with self you have, that's so important, it's the closest relationship you'll ever have. Think of it as having a relationship with one of your closest friends. Now, whatever you say to yourself, consider yourself saying that to one of your closest friends. And you would never, if you're anything like me, I would never talk to one of my closest friends the way I talk to myself. So consider the way you talk to yourself. Because the amount of times I'm going, oh, for fuck's sake, Jeff, you're a twat. You know what I mean? These negative thoughts, they go in. They go into your subconscious. Just the same way that the self-affirmation, the positive statements about yourself go in and gradually start you thinking in that way. So does all this negative shit. Be careful about the way you think and talk about yourself. Be really careful. Be kind to yourself. Give yourself a break. Stop putting yourself down. And it will. This is self-love, not self-hatred. We're getting out of self-hatred. Right, I got another couple on you that I haven't put anything under. But I mentioned earlier about integrity to self. This massive fucking fly in my room now. Anyway, it's integrity to self. I talked about integrity before, about being the sort of person who turns up. This integrity to self becomes a feeling. You start realizing or start believing that you are the sort of person who turns up. You are the sort of person who does what they say. You are the sort of person who actually achieves. You start not finding it a novelty. It just becomes the norm that I'm the sort of person who says I'm going to do something and I do it. And although that's great, it shows other people you have integrity. But what it does internally, that integrity to self, because if you don't, you get the opposite effect. If you don't do it, you get the effect that you beat yourself up. You start on what we were just on about on the last one. You start calling yourself over. You start sort of slagging yourself off. You start telling yourself you're not worth it. You start telling yourself things like, oh yeah, but that's what I do. I always fuck up. You know what I mean? So don't do these things. Have some integrity to yourself. Start believing you're the sort of person who says you're going to do something and you do it. And the other one is self, that I've got here, is self-acceptance. All the stuff I've just been through, you're going to fuck up a bit. You're going to, you know what I mean? You can go back to the book, you know what I mean? It says we're not saints, you know what I mean? It's progress, not perfection. You're not going to get it right all the time. And that's all right. That's all right. Accept it. Except, okay, I didn't go so well today. I could have done better. What am I going to do about it? That's when the corrective measures come in. But don't beat yourself up about it, because beating yourself up goes back to what I said about the way you talk about yourself. Be careful about the way you talk and think about yourself. It's damaging. It's damaging to people like us. Right. Are we looking for time? Jesus, look at the fucking time. I was thinking I was going to struggle with 10 minutes. Right. Last page. Can't really talk about all this, about your relationship with yourself, without me, and this is like personal to me, talking about my relationship with my higher power. Because my relationship with my higher power is intrinsically linked to my relationship with myself. You know, I believe I've got a power in my life now, strong enough to stop me wanting to do heroin and drink alcohol on a daily basis. Therefore, this power, you know, I consider is within me. It's part of self. So my relationship with myself, oh, this fucking fly is doing my head in, man. Sorry. I have to do inventory on that later. It's aligned. My relationship with myself and my relationship with my higher power, they are, like I said, they're intrinsically linked. So with an ongoing working of this program, right, I mean, especially around sort of step four, step five, and just sort of daily inventory, you develop what it classes in the book as your God conscience. Now, I know some people don't like that word. I'm not particularly fond of it myself. But you can call it higher power conscience if you want, like, you know what I mean? But this is what I consider is our alignment with our thinking, with our higher power. So if we improve our relationship with ourselves, what we're doing, we're lining up with our higher power's relationship with us. Your higher power wants what's best for you. Your higher power fucking loves you. Now, you're going against your higher power if you're showing self-hatred, lack of self-worth, lack of self-value. Doesn't mean you're going to put the work in. The higher power don't do it all for you, but it shows you your way. My view on higher power is it encapsulates the 12 principles of a 12-step program. So those all those 12 principles, which are all fucking brilliant, positive stuff, mainly love. That's one of the biggest ones in there. That's my higher power. That's within me. So I've got to align with that. And I know this can seem like quite out there for people who are sort of first getting into a 12-step program. I know you're all at different sort of stages in your program. But if you align with that, through putting in this work that I've just talked about, you get peace of mind. And that's what it's all about. So this God conscience, when you go to bed at night, and you haven't got anything on your conscience, and you've used tools like inventory to clear out stuff or to put stuff right, you're going to bed with peace of mind. And peace of mind for me is another word for serenity. And I have those days where my thoughts just clear and I'm totally, you know, and I feel aligned with my higher power and I feel loving and I feel fucking great. Also have those days where I don't feel fucking great, especially during this lockdown. You know what I mean? It can affect you, like, you know what I mean? But I do this stuff and go back to this God conscience. And this God conscience for me is a guide to how I should treat myself, to how I should feel about myself. I should feel about myself the way I think my higher power feels about me. My higher power wants what's best for me. My higher power loves me and it's looking out for me. So what have I got here? My relationship with my higher power is therefore hugely important and also one which can be improved upon. It's mentioned in the step 11. We sought through prayer and meditation to increase our conscious contact with God as we understand it. Praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. Now, the book goes on about constant thought of others. And I know it says don't pray for yourself. But it also says love and tolerance is our code. So be loving and tolerant of yourself. So, you know, it says don't pray for yourself, but it doesn't mean that you can martyr yourself in sort of by doing the sort of by helping others, but to the detriment of yourself. I mean, sort of your higher power wants you to help yourself as well. I just get worried sometimes about people going, oh, he's stuck in self, oh, he's selfish. There are positive aspects of self. It is not selfish to ask your higher power for help, for support, for strength. I mean, it's not all about constantly praying for other people. Good to do that. Yeah, of course, to have thoughts of others. But higher power is within you and wants what's best for you. So if you need strength, if you need help, if you need support, you ask for it. But it doesn't just happen like that. You've also got to put the action in. You hear it all the time, action, action, action. And you can check out things with trusted friends, positive friends, if the action is the right thing to do, to check whether you are working on some negative aspects of yourself and you are working on rather than some positive aspects, which you want to be doing. And I found through working this, that you do get the right answers, sometimes through people, sometimes through, just through anything, sometimes through a gut reaction, a thought, something will come to you. But it's through prayer, conscious contact with your God as you understand him, or meditation as well. All things that should be practiced that improve this relationship with your higher power. So that's about it from me for now. I don't know if any of you got anything from that, but yeah, it'd be good to have some feedback or whatever. Is that enough, Fox?
That's brilliant. Thank you. So if you'd like feedback, please write. Oh, there we go. Crikey. Wow, hold on. First come, first serve. Hello, Elle.
Hi. That was great, Jeff. I think absolutely when we think about relationships, you're so right that the first relationship is that one with ourselves. So if we can get that right, the rest should follow. And I really like the stuff you were saying about self-esteem, and it really follows on from what Sonia was saying yesterday and hopefully from what I was saying the day before, and that when we talk about what we will accept in a relationship, what we'll tolerate in a relationship, that kind of depends on how we feel about ourselves. And if we don't think very much of ourselves, then we won't be fussy about what we'll accept, and therefore we get into unhealthy relationships. So I love that, Jeff. I love that fact that you've given everyone really, really clear instruction. The steps, all you need to, this is what you need to do. Feed yourself like you'd feed someone that you love. Care for yourself like you would care for someone that you love. And then because you are now lovable, you love yourself, you are lovable, you'll attract someone who wants to love you. I love that. So thanks, Jeff. That was great.
Thank you. Thank you. George was next.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Where's Jeff? Thanks, Jeff. So lovely to see you. And I've got a bit of a battle coming up again now. I've got cancer again, and I've got 6 weeks of a lot of hardcore treatment 5 days a week. And then I've got to be admitted at the end. And the last couple of days I've been, questioning myself with everything, and still, you're still my favorite facilitator. And it was just, like you say, I think it was meant to be today, because I'm still doing all the things that you taught me, except for my affirmations. But I've not missed one day, because I knew that my head was playing with me yesterday, because it was trying to not get me do my awakenings. And I was like, whoa, there's something going on, you know. And I think it's getting nearer. So obviously I'm a bit scared in that, but it's all about, and I've, it is, and you've just given me clarity about keeping everything in the day and doing what I can, what I've got the ability to do in the day. And, you know, it's, and it just, where I question, because I've got a great relationship with God, you know, but my ill head always tries to tell me that I haven't. And it's just like, yeah, I've just been given a real boost today. And it's, I love the way you talk, and thank you so much. It was everything that I needed to hear today, Jeff. And it's just given me that bit of fight again to get through these next few days, and I'm going to have it on Monday, you know. So thank you so much. It was really lovely hearing you, Jeff. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you, George. Morning. Hey, Jodie.
Morning. Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you, really. You do always, like, really, really push us to achieve the absolute best for us, and I do really appreciate that. You said something to me the other day, and it was like, oh, you're someone that does the things she says she's going to do. And I kind of thought, what does that mean? But you sort of explained it really well then. And even though I described you as a dog with a bone recently, I do really, really appreciate it. And I need people like you that do push me and keep me motivated. And yeah, I think a few people have said it in the messages, but I definitely needed to hear that today, and I really appreciate absolutely everything you said. And I just think it's awesome that, you know, you're so willing to go sort of above and beyond to help a bunch of people that generally always feel pretty shit about themselves, and just really see that we actually aren't a bad bunch at all. So yeah, thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. And up next is Val.
Morning. Thank you, Jeff. I love listening to you. My self-esteem, I've just started to build it up a little bit. Liking myself sometimes I hate myself. But at the moment, everything I promise to do for people, I do. Today, I'm actually cooking curry goat for a couple of friends of mine. And it keeps me going because it keeps me busy. And my exercise, my dancing, I do dancing every day. I go to the shop, I dance in the shop. So I know, Jeff, we just love to hear you and love you to see you on screen. So thank you very much, Jeff. Love you always.
Thank you. Eliza.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jeff. Where are you? There you are. Yeah, thank you. That was, just like what other people have said, really. I was just, because I keep getting into this sort of overthinking of things, you know, and for some reason, you know, and when we were in treatment, you know, this spelling it out, that sort of the daily routine and the working your program and putting it in action. And I've been very vigilant. And then I think recently I sort of managed to talk myself out of doing my inventory, because I decided that I was doing spot check inventory. You know, I just picked things up. Somebody suggested it. And then I realized that, actually, I realized yesterday that because I hadn't started doing my inventory, I'd stopped doing my gratitude list. And it's like I hadn't, and it did coincide with me having a pretty bad week last week. And I don't, who knows? It's not my instinct just to go, oh, that's why, because I think I always have things more complicated. But I've started again now 4 days ago, and I'm back on doing it all again. You know, and it's, you know, I just overcomplicate everything all the time, and I overcomplicate and then talk my way out of it. I've been having that problem this week about my relationship with my higher power, and talking my way out of it. I made progress, and but that's all right. I'm going to talk to somebody else about that. But I like the thing what you said is about, you know, procrastination and letting myself down. And, you know, I mean, and affirmations, you know, you gave me an affirmation. I was given some affirmations yesterday, and I just can't take them on board. You know, I just can't take them on board. And I'll really work on it. But the procrastination, like you say, I wouldn't let other people down, and certainly would never talk about other people or even think about other people the way that I think about myself. Shocking myself, my narrative on myself. And so thank you for reminding me of all of that. And, Yeah, I've got to just try and stop letting myself down, because that is what I do, you know. You know, even though, you know, and it is, it's like I wouldn't, you know, it's the simplest thing of doing the to-do list. And I mean, I do a lot, you know, that's the thing, but I don't often prioritise myself in it. And anyway, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I do, you know, I haven't got a question or anything, but no, it was really helpful. Thank you.
It's Tracy or James?
It's me, sorry. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks. I listened to all of that. I don't do any affirmations. I did do them at one stage, but I think because I've always thought I was so vain, it wasn't the right thing to do. But I don't think I really understood what they were. The way that you explained was a lot better. But when I look back at the way I've been over the years, if everything's been about everyone else. I wanted everyone else to trust me. I wanted everyone else to like me. I wanted everyone else to believe in me. It was everything about was everything else. And what I've learned, you know, from ECR and all you lovely people around me, everyone keep telling me I've got to like myself. But by doing this program, more than anything else, by doing the program, I've got a bit of belief in myself. I've got my self-esteem is definitely, definitely miles better than it ever was. And the more I do this stuff, when I'm doing it for other people, it makes me feel even better about myself, if that's making any sense. You know what I mean? It's like a circle that just comes backwards and forwards. Yeah, it's giving to other people. But I mean, I did a chair the other day and people were saying these lovely things. I was cringing, but really a little bit of me. I was actually quite proud of myself for a change. You know, I felt good about myself. It was lovely. And now gratitude list, I do it every night. But when I sit and say, oh, look, I've had a really nice meal tonight. I actually like, it's like, because I cooked it. It was a really nice meal. So it's gratitude to myself for having a nice meal. Do you see what, if that's making any sense? You know, the difference when you start to feel a bit better about yourself. It's so much easier to be nice to other people as well. So I'll just leave it there. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. I've got Ollie next.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, thanks for that, Jeff, man. Let me just get you up on the screen if I can. Yeah, man. So lovely to see you again, man. I just want to say, yeah, man, you're an inspiring guy. Like where I grew up, how I grew up, I kind of looked up to all of the wrong people. I idolized the robbers, the drug dealers, etc. All of that bollocks. I'm proper deluded, and that was the norm in that, man. And I just want to say, like, I didn't have a barber thing. I'm not trying to put, but I was just saying, I really, really admire you, and I really look up to you. We have a laugh in that, man. But you just really got that. You just had a massive effect on my recovery, as so many other people did at the treatment center, man. And I hold you in high regards. And it's just that stuff, like the to-do list and stuff, and it's so simple. You got to work on it. And I know it's just the gratitude list. I haven't done it for a couple of days. I feel the shift in me when I put pen to paper, if I'm typing out and then sending it out to my sponsor. And to, I'm also part of a daily gratitude list, and I feel the shift when I do it. And but it's, I find it easier helping them, like reaching out, helping them, helping other people. But I don't. It's just I need to build on some of that self-esteem, because I can reach out for people, but it's like I don't. Sometimes I'm lacking self-esteem, and I need to build up on that stuff with the positive affirmations, because I know you drummed that home to me when I was at the treatment center. That's something I'm lacking on, and that's an area where I need to, as well as a few other things, man. But it's that integrity, I am getting a lot better. I'm under construction. I'm moving forward and that. But you've just highlighted some things what I really need to work on to build that relationship with myself. So thanks for that, Jeff. And I'm gonna find you on Facebook and then get your number. Thank you.
Thank you. And Lawrence is next.
Hello, Jeff, mate. Thank you so much for that, man. Like, yeah, it's been said, man. Like, ever since you come into that Sunday meeting before you worked at ECR, man, you've inspired me, like, most definitely. And, like, in my head, I don't say integrity in my head. I say integrity. I say it in Welsh in my head, because it's just, you drummed it in, man. And, like, you know, like... The thing that sparked up in my head was you were talking about the self-affirmations, yeah? And I can remember when I come into treatment, I had such a mask on to like justify the heinous things I was up to that if someone gave me an affirmation, I'd run with it. You know, like myself would attach to it and I'd think I was the bollocks, basically. And I can remember like Matt, I come in and Matt wasn't giving me any, you know, he weren't going, oh, well done. Do you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't doing all that. And I said to him one day, I go, Matt, like, why aren't you saying that to me? He's like, you need to figure out how to, you know, because I had to kind of work out a process of how to kind of deal with it, you know? And like, you know, that. And what I learned was like the affirmations I give myself, they like mean so much more than the affirmations I get from other people. Do you know what I mean? Like they still are nice and matter. Do you know what I mean? But if I'm not doing that to myself, like, you know, I struggle to believe them and stuff like that. But yeah, Matt, thanks for the talk. Beautifully put. Absolutely. Oh, lovely. Yeah. Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you. Anybody else? There's nobody else in the queue. Does that mean we all get to have lunch a little bit earlier? Oh, Connie. I think Connie's there. I've figured out who Vision is, by the way. It's Connie. Let me there you go.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. I thought that was a very, very constructive talk, and it was just like reaffirming what we should be doing every day or daily basis. I can't look in the mirror and say five affirmations about myself. but I might say one. And I always feel other people's affirmations to me I feel them more than what I say to myself. Sorry, I'm very emotional today because actually today I'm 2 years sober. So I really wanted to say thank you to
Hold on, don't go any further. I think we need a little bit of a group.
Well done. Yeah, so and Amy just dropped round a big bunch of flowers and a beautiful card from some of you, and I'm very, very grateful. So I'm very emotional as well. Thank you, and I've got my camera on my computer, so that's why you can see me better.